This is Living It Up, a refreshing daily podcast to help you get excited about beginning your day or your entire life all over again, only this time with a loving God at the center. We hope you experience joy from listening and find yourself laughing and living it up on the way to beginning again. For more teaching and encouragement from the Neals, visit their Facebook page at Living It Up Beginning Again or their website at livingitup.org. Now, here's Scott and Teresa.
Hey, everybody. We're so ready to begin again today on Wednesday.
Wednesday's also referred to as hump day. Because you're like, tomorrow it's like Thursday. And you think, you know, at the end of the day on Thursday, it kind of gets you in the, you're happier. Because you're in the mood because one more day.
That's right.
It's Friday.
That's right.
So this kind of represents, okay, half this work week is over.
That's right.
I'm over the hump. We're over the hump with you, so let's have some fun.
Yeah, and so we want to talk today about if maybe you've encountered any problems this week.
Mm-hmm.
Did it bring you to prayer?
If it did, be grateful.
Be grateful, man. I mean, really, be grateful that it did. And because those problems that you've encountered this week or today, they serve a purpose.
Mm-hmm. You know, and I get so busy sometimes just going on with my life, and then something will happen that I will pray about, and I always pray, but then when something again like that happens out of the ordinary, it seems like I always end up going, wow, this has got me realizing how much I haven't been praying enough. So if that's the purpose, that's plenty for me just to remind me, you know, who do I think I am out here running my own life?
That's true.
You know,
well, in James 5:13, it says, are any of your sufferings hardships? You should pray.
Mm-hmm.
And are any of you happy? You should sing praises.
Mm-hmm.
And so in any situation, whether it's a hardship that you're going through or a great fortune that you're going through right now, that you're favored for some odd reason, you know, with something this week, you need to pray about that too.
And pray thanks.
And give praises. That's right.
Wow. Thank you, God.
You know, and so, and God has the power to heal us,
mm-hmm.
you know, spiritually, emotionally, and physically. Mm-hmm. And prayer is the most powerful tool available to us.
Right. And to me, prayer is talking to God, and then you hear the word meditation. And to me, that is listening to God. And, you know, when we're praying, we always make our requests known to God, which is what He tells us to do. He tells us we can come boldly to the throne. And I put it out there, but I always try to make it a point to say, but God, not my will, but yours be done.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go on with my day knowing that, you know what, the answers will come when you want me to have them. Might not be today, but I've put them out there.
You know, and also, you know,
your initial reaction is, what do you want?
Yeah,
no, but seriously, why would God be any different?
Yeah.
I mean, He wants us to just love Him back and not always go to Him when it's we need something. And just in spite of whatever's going on, just to still thank Him, because I have found that I'm not going to allow the enemy to steal my joy. If things are not going so great, I'm going to put it in God's hands and realize, again, He knows what's going on. I don't.
Yeah.
But I'm not just going to pray to Him when everything is hunky-dory. I want to talk to Him all the time.
Yeah, all situations.
Yeah. I remember my parents would say, oh, you know, we didn't have caller ID back then.
Yeah.
But it would be, you know, one of my mom and dad had so many kids saying, oh, so-and-so is at the door. Wonder what they want this time. Isn't that terrible? We had family members that's the only time mom and dad would hear from them.
Yeah.
Oh, and that has stuck with me. So in my relationship with God, I really try not to do that. And He talks about it in His Word that we enter His presence with thanksgiving. It doesn't say we enter His presence by petitioning Him. Oh, here I am again, Father. Here I am.
Yeah.
We're going to feel that closeness in His presence. We're like, God, thank you for being here for me. Thank you for this day. Whatever the case may be, just thank Him for whatever's going on at that moment.
Yeah.
Just thank Him. And thank Him for the answers to the prayers before you ever get them.
Yeah, because whatever His answer is going to be is going to be, you know, the right one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we may not know that at the time or feel that at the time. But as you go on and as you mature, you look back and you go, wow, man, I'm glad God answered that prayer that way.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, He is able to help us. and guide us to blessings and peace.
Yeah, and those, not to sound weird or super spiritual, but when we are really just in total humility, literally in humility on our face before Him, and just, if He was in front of us, honey, we wouldn't even be able to breathe, much less stand there and ask Him for anything. I would probably be asking Him to, would you please help me breathe right now? I can't in your holy and divine presence. Yeah. Oh, my. You know?
Yeah.
So just to be humble about it, this is the God of the universe that we have the privilege of calling on as our dad.
Yeah. Abba, Father. You know, when our life seems out of control, I know when mine does, and I'm in total despair and things, you know, I just think, just man, things just aren't going right. I begin that healing process by praying. Mm-hmm. That's the first thing that I do.
That's escape. It's
I bring my problems, I bring my situation to God.
Mm-hmm. You know, the saying used to be, don't go to the phone, go to the throne.
And yeah.
You know, that still applies here, even though most people, it seems like, are texting. You still have to do it through your phone. So I guess it would still apply. Go to the throne instead of the phone.
Yeah.
Just talk to Him.
That's right. Because He's listening. Mm-hmm. You know, He's listening. He is the only one that has the power to rebuild even the most shattered of lives. Mm-hmm. Isn't that awesome?
Very, very. There's no words.
I know.
What he's done for us.
Yeah.
Anyways, let's just stop there.
Yeah. And you know, those listening to the podcast today who've never given your life to Christ, and those who have had these horrible situations happen in your life, and maybe you've walked away because you think God's abandoned you. Let me tell you, you can trust Him in this. He's never left you. Now, sometimes we separate ourselves from Him. But as the Scripture says, nothing can separate us from the love of God. Nothing. But if you want to mend your relationship back to the Lord, if you have walked away, or if you've never done so, we ask you to pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Lord, you tell me that if I ask you to forgive my sins will be forgiven because you were crucified. And on the third day, you rose on the death from your death to give me a new life. Father, I give you my life today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Wow, we want to know.
Yeah.
We want to know if you made that decision. Please email us at info@livingitup.org. If you need us to pray for you because of what we're talking about here, any problems you think you're having, email us. We'll be honored to do so.
Yeah, please do so. And like Teresa was saying, it's very humbling for us and an extreme honor to do this and have the ability to lift you up in prayer.
So we're going to leave you with this on Wednesday, the hump day. Remember, if any problems that you encountered this week brought you to prayer or going to bring you to prayer, be grateful. Those problems served a purpose.
That's right. We want you to begin living it up
while beginning again
today.
Talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Thank you.